himself a woman that loved to fish. One day at the tackle shop, his dream came true, and now for everyone he catches, she catches too. Hey, Bubba, she fishes better than you.
This is scientifically proven, by the way, through the years of the Navodomskis Red Hat Parade. He always fishes better than you do. Navodomskis is back with a look at your fish bites this morning, and you said we are headed to the rivers.
You know, everybody asks me, you know, being a fishing guy that I am, where do you love to fish? What's your favorite? You know, good heavens, it's like asking you to say which of your two sons is your favorite, you know? They're different, and you love them both, and that's the same is true with where I'm fishing. But I can say this. My favorite fishing by far is floating a river. Now, not just fishing a river, which I love. I'm talking about floating a river. That's just another facet of fishing that I think people need to try. You need to try it. It's the best. Look, if you're not good with a drift boat or you're not good with a float tube, you know, practice on the lakes because it does add another element when you're floating a river. But the experience is just phenomenal. I mean, there are people who don't even fish who just float rivers and it's their life and they're totally happy. But if we add the fishing aspect to it, it just puts it over the top. It is my favorite kind of fishing. Now, the technique is different, but I'm not going to talk technique today. I just want to sell you on the idea of picking a river and going. You know, we talked last week about January is the month when you plan your trips. A whole lot of people have a whole lot of ideas about a whole lot of places, okay? But very few come to fruition, meaning, yeah, someday I'm going to do that. Someday, well, you know, the thing you don't have is time. And if you don't put it on the calendar, it isn't going to happen. So I want you to try to float a river this year. We live in some of the greatest fishing in the world because of our rivers of the West. Our rivers are phenomenal. You want to try to get down one, okay? And it takes a lot of planning, and permits are going to be coming due if you're going to put in for a permit. Even if you don't have the ability right now, put it on the calendar, and then things will happen. You'll find somebody to join you on these trips. But look, I'm highly recommending fishing in a river from a floating vehicle. Could be a float tube, could be, you know, a raft or a drift boat, whatever. But let me just give you a rough idea where we live right now as to the rivers that are out there. Okay, now Colorado is right next to us. And they're not in a basin like we are, so they have lots of rivers. And I'm not saying Colorado's my favorite, or Wyoming, or Montana. I'm just going to go through each state and give you some of my favorite floating rivers, okay? So in Colorado, I like the Arkansas, the Colorado, the Gunnison, the North Platte. I like the Uncompahgre. I like the Dolores. I like the Enemas. I love the Yampa. And, of course, the White and the Green. Okay, now if you're going to go over to Idaho, oh, my gosh, Idaho's loaded as well. The rivers I like in Idaho are, of course, the Snake, the Spokane. I like the Pendere. I like the Payette. I like the Boise. I love the Boise, both the South Boise and the North Boise. I mean, there's just so many great rivers. Snake is obviously the one people think of the most. And then if we go to, let's go to Nevada. Oh, let's go to Wyoming, okay? Wyoming's got some great rivers. Obviously, the Yellowstone, put that at my top favorite. The Bighorn, the Shoshone, the Snake, the Upper Green, the North Platte. Those are phenomenal fisheries and way fun to float. And then, you know, the other two states to our west and south, Nevada. I don't fish a lot in Nevada, but I'm in love with the Owyhee. The Owyhee River and the Truckee are my two favorite in Nevada. And then in Arizona, obviously the Colorado, the Salt, the Gila, and the Verde. You know, different kind of fishing when you get down into the Salt and the Gila. You're going to fish for smallies and catfish because it's warm, but it's still really great fishing. And I would love to talk about Montana and Oregon, which I will on another date. And I'm also planning to teach you how to fish these rivers when you float. It's a different technique. But what I want you to do is open your mind to the idea that these rivers are there and they're beautiful, and have you floated them? You got to do it, and we don't have a lot of rivers in Utah. When we float in Utah, we can float like the Provo and, you know, some of these rivers, but the Green is the one people think of when they think of Utah. But wait till I talk about Oregon and, most importantly, Montana.
Yeah, here's what I love about floating the river. The water takes you places that you wouldn't otherwise get to. Maybe you're not energetic enough to hike there. You certainly can't drive to some of these spots, and the views are amazing. As you always say, the world always looks better from the river out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I love that you added that you could do this when you're old. My wife loves rivers. She loves to float. She's a great rowsman. And we're going to be able to do this, even though we can hardly walk.
Yeah. All right, Navi, stand by. We'll take a break for news at the top of the hour. And on the other side, Faith Jolly joins us. We're going to talk Bald Eagle Day and Bald Eagle Month coming up in Utah.